This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Woohoo! We made it! Woohoo! Woo!
Yeah, 100 shows. We even got a nice card.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheprick with a pass left corner, head open three for the tie. Good! Riley Head knocks down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpups.
It's over! The Bullpups have knocked off Bishop the Age! 62 McPherson, 58 the Age in overtime!
Everything happening in the sports world. And even some things not happening in the sports world.
We've got a little lemon cheesecake.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man with a fresh haircut. Looking good, feeling good today.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Steve Sell.
Yeah.
Steve, a busy day of McPherson Ice Sports yesterday.
Yes.
We were out at soccer. We'll have another dose of soccer tonight and hopefully another dose of a 10-0 win.
6
o'clock. As the Bullpups beat Augusta.
6 o'clock game tonight, by the way.
Also a very good day for the McPherson High tennis team after winning the AVCTL League meet and, again, beating Wichita Collegiate. We have all of that to talk about, and we'll be able to dive into it a little bit more tomorrow. For those of you that need immediate answers, go to midkansasonline.com and Steve's got you covered there.
Lots of stories.
But today is a special day in According to Jim, as we are joined in studio by McPherson High senior Mandy Cooks. Mandy, welcome. We're glad to have you in today.
Hi.
So Mandy is not only here to talk about her basketball career and a state championship ring that she'll probably proudly be displaying here sometime soon, and maybe a little appearance on the Wall of Fame in a year or two. But Mandy, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show, that you have been put in charge of organizing the Tour de Trails run coming up over All Schools Day weekend. And you'll be able to tell us a little bit more about the details with that, what your job is in terms of building this event and making sure that people get out there and run. How are the numbers looking so far for this event?
Very limited. We're at about 6.
Well, then that means perfect timing that you're on here.
Yes, it is perfect timing.
But one thing about these events, it seems like there's always a late rush right at the very end. People are last minute. People procrastinate. I have a feeling you're going to get to your numbers. Got to hit some of your high school friends up. Say, hey, come out and run. If nothing else, you know, the 2-mile fun run. You know, I would come out and run. But
I don't think you'd want to see
that. But I can barely run to my car and back in here without being exhausted, so I'll probably have to pass. But anyway, I really hope you get a good turnout.
Well, Mandy, before we dive into some of that stuff, I wanted to just talk about basketball for a little bit because I think Steve and I are having some withdrawals, and I think that a lot of people still are buzzing about that game back on March the 10th against Bishop Miege, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. But your senior season was a weird senior season. And especially for when you compare him to all other returning All-State players that come back for a senior season. Whenever I moved here to town, which was in July, it was like 2 days after your injury. And so I figured that was kind of like a bad omen or something. And for you to go through all the rehab process going back from July of last year, and I think Steve to my left here made a comment when that happened, I don't think we're going to get Mandy back. Well, I don't think we're going to get Mandy back
for
basketball.
You know, I've been around, you know, people have torn their Achilles, and then I talked to Coach Strathman, and he says, yeah, we may get her back, and then he'd say, well, to be honest, I don't think we're going to get her back, but maybe, you know, maybe in February, maybe the first week of March, we might get her on the court for maybe the last two games of the year, and then maybe sub-state. But you defied the odds. How did you come back so quick from an injury that normally would keep people out till about the 1st of March. You made it back to the middle of January.
Yes, I was so dedicated. I wanted to make it back to at least play one game. If that was the goal, just to play one, and I would be fine with that, no matter what the season was, missing all the games, everything, volleyball and basketball. I was like, I just want to play one game. One senior game, and I will be fine with that. So the process that I went through, I was in the water, doing water walking, water exercises for almost 3 months, just in the water, 3 days a week. And then I would be doing physical therapy, and that was 3 times a week. And it was just constant workouts, just moving my foot. Because that was a workout, was just moving my foot or just walking. It was very strenuous, but I actually got through all of that, all of the walking, and then that turned into jogging. Then I was soon running.
Did you ever think you're going through all that, and there's some days you're saying, I just don't want to do this. I'll just wait until the fall when I go down to Texas. I'll take it slowly. Did you ever have that feeling, or were you just so driven you were going to be back?
I was extremely driven. I just wanted to get back so I could be there with my team to play that state game. But there were days where it was hard, where it was just like, why am I doing this? I should just, why does this happen to somebody who's only 17 at the time? And it was just hard at first. But with my strong faith, I got through it and I kept pushing. I was like, I know I can do this. Just with how much confidence I have and how dedicated I am just to everything I do, I know that I could get through it, and so that's what pushed me. And now,
and you were probably the most talented assistant coach that you had on the bench. And one thing that you got to do while sitting out is kind of mentor your younger sister Cassie. And what a great progress she made this year. You had to be very proud of her.
Yes, I'm extremely proud of my little sister, how she stepped up and took my spot. I wouldn't have wished for anybody else to take that spot, and she did amazing doing that, and she just stepped up into that leader role, and she did her best and played her heart out, and I'm extremely proud of her for doing that.
We have McPherson High senior Mandy Cooks in studio today. So you're going through this injury process, and by December, you were starting to get the clear to practice. Early January, you're getting the all clear to have the physical contact with everybody, being able to run up and down the floor. And then we get to the Mid-America Classic. And I think Coach Strathman gave me a look one day and said, you'll see a surprise with somebody suiting up on the bench tonight. You get into the first game when you guys are playing Shawnee Mission South, and I imagine your adrenaline and your heartbeat was just going through the roof. And that game was a little rough, but knocking some of that rust off and getting into that game, did that feel really good?
Yes, it felt amazing. And let's go back to the first practice. My first practice, I told them that I was like, I'm cleared to go. They're like, what? Really? And they were like, all right, half, 50%. I'm like, okay, 50%. And we did three-man weave, and Elliot, Coach Elliot, he was running up the sideline with me. Mandy, slow down! Mandy, slow down! Oh, my goodness. I was like, okay. And I was just, like, jogging. He's like, slow down, slow down! And, I mean, even just getting back on the court for practice, my heart was beating and racing because I knew that I got here. And, I mean, that was just an amazing feeling, just being able to play with my team at practice. And then once I got out on the court for an actual game and everybody stood up and clapped, I was like, I didn't know what to do because I just saw it's a game. And I just was so proud of myself just for coming back and making it on the court so early.
And one thing about those first couple games, we made a comment on the radio. You were going about 900 miles an hour. You were trying to put in the 10 games you missed in the, you know, like 5 minutes to catch up. And then really that third game against Manhattan, that's when it all kind of came together. And I think you probably knew then, I'm on my way back.
Yes, that sounds exactly like me, just rushing. I was like trying to make up for lost time. But then Strathman took me to the side and he's like, breathe. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So he's been there for me for a long time. And so I want to thank him just for telling me to breathe and just calm down sometimes. But yeah, the third game, once we played Manhattan, I was like, hey, I'm feeling like myself again. So.
I think one thing that people might not have known unless they were around the program a lot is that the month of February was really hard on you. After you guys got through the Mid-America Classic, you started to feel that injury a little bit more. And I think Steve and I noticed it at the end of the Newton game. When you guys were there, that there was a play that you kind of came up and you were limping a little bit. And we went, oh, she's not feeling good. And you didn't get to play a lot through the league. But once we got to the sub-state, you get to the state tournament, you get back in the starting lineup. Even though it took a couple of games to get that feel back, you knew that by the semifinals in Salina that Mandy Cooks was back. And I think the defining moment in some of those comebacks, when then you see big comebacks in whatever sport it is. In the Miege game, things weren't going well. You down 9, 2.5 to go. Steve calls the dagger.
Yes.
But then.
Wow, thank you for that. Thank you for rooting for us.
But then, Mandy, you went to work on the offensive glass. You get the and one put back. You had another offensive rebound and put back that sort of got that comeback in motion. Mm-hmm. Did you have a feeling when you guys started rolling and started coming back that it was you were going to make it all the way back and force overtime and win? Or were you still feeling a little doom and gloom?
Oh, no. At halftime, when we were still down by 7-8, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
We got in the locker room. I was like, guys, we got this. It's just having your confidence. You have to keep it all the time, no matter what. And that's what I did. I had to keep the energy up. I had to provide the energy and be a leader and step up in that. Step up in those shoes and do that. And that's what I did, I thought. And once Riley knocked down that 3, I mean, crazy. And when I had those rebounds, crazy. You have to keep the energy up. And I think even though we were down, with our energy just being up and we were all so together, that really we just helped lift each other up.
And not only were you playing a great Miege team, you were playing a mystique. Miege is a team that does not lose a game up 9 with just over 2 minutes to go. They just don't. I mean, you look at their history and, you know, they just don't lose games like that. You have to beat them. They don't beat themselves, and that's what you did. Andrea hit a big 3 also that kind of got it going. And like Jim said, you were just like possessed. You know, Hawthorne, you just kind of dominated Hawthorne down the stretch. Hawthorne's
I went
a great
back and
player.
Watched the game on video. I was telling Mandy earlier that when Miege had the final shot in the tie game with 10 seconds left, I was watching where Mandy was, and her and Faith Hawthorne were just going at it. She would not let Faith get the ball. She was elbowing her in the back and saying, you're not getting this ball inside. That was one of the most remarkable comebacks that I can remember.
Yes.
And then I watched the end of the game when the buzzer finally sounded. And the funniest part is that you were on the other end of the court.
Yes, I was.
And that everybody was kind of at about half court, but you had sprinted back after Taylor made the last free throw.
Mm-hmm.
And that you got to just run with your arms in the air back to the huddle and jump into everybody's arms.
Yes.
And I think that that would probably be the most perfect way to cap off your basketball career at McPherson High, your senior season, arms in the air, with a state championship in hand. That was awesome.
It was. It was legendary, that's for sure. It's nothing that I will ever forget anytime soon. So.
And I know when you signed your letter of intent, you and I were talking, and all you kept saying is, I just want to put a banner up in the roundhouse. It wasn't that I want to be All-State, I want to, you know, do this, score, rebound, do that. It was all about putting that banner up. And I think that was really the common goal, especially for you and Taylor. You know, you were the veterans, the only two seniors, the last two standing.
Yes.
And, you know, you had to kind of shepherd a young team because you had a lot of youngsters that played big roles. And talk about the leadership that you and Taylor had to provide throughout the season.
We just had to keep everybody on task and focus that practice. And our practices, we are so competitive people, Taylor and I, just together at towards each other, off the court, on the court. We push each other, and we pushed our team to be as competitive as us. And I think that's being that role, pushing people, is great, and that's why we got a state title, and because of our practices, how competitive they were, just because we were there constantly pushing people to better themselves. That's what we do, Taylor and I. So
we'll take our first break as we're joined in studio today by McPherson High senior Mandy Cooks. When we come back, I want to talk about the next step for you and what will be coming up in your college career down in San Antone. We'll take a break. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
We're back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE, or at midkansasonline.com. Jim Joyner, Steve Salem, we are joined in studio today by McPherson High senior Mandy Cooks. She's talking about her latest project with the Tour de Trails run and her internship this year. And before we get into all those details, as that event will be coming up over the All Schools Day weekend on May the 11th, which is the 12th. Saturday, the 12th. Days are all confused. May 11th is the main day of the parade, so May the 12th. We'll talk about that here in a few minutes, but Mandy, your time in high school is kind of coming up quickly, as you guys will be graduating here in about 3 weeks, and for most people that know anything about you, they know that you'll be going to the University of Texas, San Antonio. You will be a roadrunner. Tell us a little bit about the recruitment process and how you ended up getting to San Antonio and making that commitment to go there.
Okay. The recruitment process is very overwhelming.
I
it really
imagine.
Is. Yes.
I didn't have to go through that. I wasn't quite the athlete. Steve, I think, can say the same.
It was extremely overwhelming. I remember once I started playing the competitive basketball at AAU, going to Texas and Atlanta, traveling everywhere, my phone was going off the hook. I would get like 2 to 3 phone calls every day. Sometimes I was just afraid to answer the phone. Like, once my phone went off, I was like, oh, goodness, don't know that number. It's probably a coach. And it was just crazy having to be on the phone, talking to different coaches. And then, actually, I started talking to San Antonio, actually, when I got injured. It was just right before I got injured. And once we knew it was a serious injury, some colleges stopped talking to me, especially the bigger ones like Louisiana Tech. They just stopped talking to me. And so that was hard because I was like, well, I'll probably have to go JUCO or to a junior college and then have to transfer out. So that was hard, thinking that maybe I wouldn't be able to make it to a university and go Division I. But so they started talking to me. And then I was also talking to Oral Roberts University. And those two were my biggest colleges that I was looking at. And so I went to both of them for an official visit. And I went to San Antonio first, and I fell in love with just the atmosphere.
Hanging out in the Riverwalk.
Yes, I love the Riverwalk. And we went to the Alamo.
Do you remember it?
Oh, yes. Well... But I don't know. I just love San Antonio. And the school, it's going to be different for sure because it's huge. It's something I've never even experienced yet because it was so enormous. But I think what I fell in love with most is the team. Just, I loved the coaches, but the girls, I loved them. I connected with the girls so much on that basketball team. I mean, it was already a family, and that's what I needed, especially since I was going so far away. And Oral Roberts, I loved Oral Roberts too. It was such a difficult decision, and I fell in love with their coaches more than I did with their girls. And I was asked the question, all right, who would you go to battle for the coaches? I was like, well, I like both coaches, and I'd go to battle for both of them. Okay, and she's like, who would you go to war with? Which team would you go to war with? I said, San Antonio's team. She's like, well, there's your answer.
There you go. So, and for those McPherson fans, San Antonio, the men's team is coached by Steve Henson, who, of course, is regarded as the best player ever to come out of McPherson. Of course, he played in the NBA, was All-American at K-State, All-Big 8 at K-State. That was before it was the Big 12. But I'm sure if you ever, you know, need somebody to talk to down there, I'm sure Steve Henson will say, hey, you can talk to me anytime you want. Talk about McPherson. Just if you get, you know, you start thinking about home, you know, he was a McPherson High grad and grew up here, and he can sure talk to you about that.
Oh, yes. When we went down there for our official visit, my mom, of course, had her McPherson women's basketball T-shirt on. He's like, oh, you're McPherson people? You're my people.
So, you're peeps.
Yes, there so I've go. Already got a connection down there, so that's nice to have.
What are you excited about in terms of the next couple of years for your sister Cassie? I didn't phrase that correctly. You've got her coming up the next 2 years, and you know that these two teams coming up for them are going to be really good. Are you really excited to watch her continue to develop and grow as a player? Because you mentioned it earlier, she had such a great improvement from game 1 to game 24. It really happened game 1 to about game 8 that Cassie took some really big steps. How excited are you to just continue to watch her get better and better and better?
I am ecstatic, and I cannot wait just to see the team and how they grow together next year and the year after that. I think it'll be amazing to watch them. And I know
they've got a target on their backs now.
Yes, they do. Teams are going to be after them, and I think that'll be fun for them.
And more likely, they'll be 5A next year. So
yes.
That they'll be away from EA. So if you're just thinking down the road, McPherson most likely will be a 5A. Now, it's not set in stone yet, but from all indications, we'll be like the smallest 5A. But you look at next year's team, Cassie's going to have to really be the inside presence, and then they're going to have a lot of perimeter players.
Yes.
And, of course, they got to replace Taylor's scoring. But the beauty of this team next year is you guys were so deep this year that, let's face it, your practices were far more competitive than probably over probably two-thirds of your games this year.
Yes, they were. I remember practices, man, no one is calling fouls unless there's blood. And that's true. I mean,
no blood, no foul.
Exactly. And I mean, with that, I mean, we just go. It's go, 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 go. And you just never quit because you're always going. And it's great to have that. And I mean, everybody's improved so much just working with us, working in practice, so it's great.
And you're actually already on the Wall of Fame. You haven't been inducted yet because you have to wait till you graduate. But you had that taken care of your sophomore year. I don't think people remember you were a state high jump champion. And then I think you competed in one meet last year. You had kind of a knee problem, if I recall.
Yes.
But being on the Wall of Fame as a sophomore, already qualifying for that, that's got to be an honor for you.
Yes, it is great. It's good to have that in the books. I don't have to worry about that. I mean, it's great. I always wanted to be. Once we moved here and I saw that, I was like, oh, I want to be up there. And so I have that now. So that's great to
and,
know that.
And people on that Wall of Fame, it's not easy. You got to be an individual state champion or a first-team all-class, all-state basketball player.
Or just linger around long enough like Steve. You can make your way on there.
Yeah. But anyway, for the athletes, so it is special. I mean, that means you're a champion. Yeah. So you can always take – you'll have that till you know, you can take it to your grave. Who knows? Maybe I'll have my plaque with me and when I ever get to be 90 or whatever. But anyway, no, it's just a great honor.
Yeah.
Let's take our final break. When we come back, Mandy will tell us about the Tour de Trails run coming up next week and how you can sign up to, or register for that, as well as where to go, when it's going to be, who to contact for all of that information. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Farmer State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Jim Joyner, Steve Salem, we're joined in studio by Mandy Cooks today, McPherson I Senior. Mandy, I always make fun of Steve because he doesn't know a whole lot about SoundCloud and podcasts, but this episode will be available on podcasts at our page, soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. I'll send you the link and you'll be able to post it out there and get everybody to listen. Mandy, the reason that you're in studio today, not as much to talk about basketball, but that's the fun stuff. We want to talk about the Tour de Trails run, which you have been put in charge of. First off, tell us a little bit about your internship and what you've been doing this semester so far, and then we can talk about the event here in just a minute.
Okay. So my internship is through Go McPherson, and it's up at the BPU building, and I'm working for Casey Morales. So I am a marketing communications assistant. And so what I've been doing for Casey is I've been helping her with her Facebook page, the Go McPherson Facebook page, and job postings on her website to help provide people with promoting companies who need workers, and to help them out that way. And she's also been giving me just tasks to write like articles and just giving her those, and then she also put me in charge of this event, and so
So the Tour de Trails run coming up on Saturday, May the 12th.
Yes.
And this will be in the morning, correct?
Yes, 8 o'clock.
Nice and early.
Nice and early, yes.
And so Steve, you've already said you're not going to run in it.
I worry about my hammy.
The 2 mile fun run.
Yes.
Does that not sound like fun to you?
Yes.
Well, my hammy, you know, I've got that bad hammy.
You do have a bad hammy.
I was supposed to race the bus, but I pulled a hammy, so. Yeah.
So, Mandy, tell us a little bit about this event. I know that on Steve's article that he posted up at midkansasonline.com, prizes for the first and second place and third place runners. There's a 2 mile fun run. There's a 4 mile run, an 8 mile run. First off, how do you sign up?
Yes, you can register online at active.com, and you just look up Tour the Trails, and right there you can click register and sign up for it. And there will be given t-shirts this year. There weren't t-shirts last year. And so this year, there will be t-shirts through Stuart. So that's awesome. So all participants will be given those. And there'll be baggies, and this is actually the 5th annual year. So that's awesome to celebrate that, since it's the 5th year doing this event.
And describe what some of the money goes to.
The money will stay here in McPherson. Anything that we raise, it'll help preserve the trail. And that's why we really need to get people out there and just to see the trail and just its environment, how we can help it and just help our community grow in this way.
And what's the deadline to register?
Yes. All right. So by the end of the week, the prices go up.
Ooh.
Yes. So
if you want to register, you better do it quick.
Yes, do it quick. So you don't have to pay the extra charge fee. So
one more time, where do you go register for everybody that just was tuning in and out?
Yes. Go to active.com and register and type in Tour the Trails.
And you might also tell the people where the run will be for those that don't know where it's at.
Yes, it'll be at the Meadowlark Trailhead. So it'll be.
And where's that
beautiful.
At for the people that don't
it's
know?
It's up by Moccasin Road, and it's the trail that starts in McPherson and goes all the way to Lynchburg. So.
Well, that's easy enough. Mandy Cooks has been in charge of that. She's in studio today to talk about it. Before you get out of here, I want to ask if you have a favorite. Well, I think I probably know what your favorite McPherson High basketball memory is, considering it was probably on March 10th of the state championship.
Oh, yes.
Do you have another memory that stands out to you and one thing that you'll think about for a long time other than just winning state?
I don't know if it's a good memory, but I think it's good just because it helps me realize that sometimes losing you have to do. And you might think back to my sophomore year when we didn't make it to state. Losing to Bueller.
On a controversial call.
Yes, I remember, Taylor and I, we remember that we can give you the exact plays that happened, all the crowd yelling. I remember that like it was yesterday. And I thought that game's very important to me just because I learned that winning isn't everything. And sometimes you have to learn to lose. And so that was a great lesson that Taylor and I both had to go through while losing that game. So,
Well, I remember that game well because Jessica Steffen gets fouled with about 2 seconds, one second to go. It was a touch foul at best, and holy cow, I think I was on the radio that night, and I don't think I was very part, you know, I was pretty partial to one team. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
Well, Mandy, I have a feeling when you go to UTSA here in the next month or so, that you're going to have some girls on the team that go, well, tell us about where you're from. And you'll say, oh, I'm from McPherson, Kansas. And they go, oh, some farm town. You played against all the little sisters of the poor. And what you need to do is you just need to take out your phone and pull up a picture of the roundhouse with everybody sitting inside there and say, no, it wasn't quite like that.
Yeah.
Throw on the DVD of beating Bishop Miege, or at least just throw on the last, like, 2 minutes of the fourth quarter in overtime.
Yes.
And I think that then they'll realize, yeah, you're from a pretty good place, pretty good basketball school. Well, Mandy, we appreciate you coming in here this afternoon. Again, you can register for the Tour de Trails run at active.com.
Yes.
And you just type in Tour de Trails. It'll be on Saturday, May the 12th. We appreciate you coming in here. We're excited to keep up with you as a future road runner here in the next couple of months when you'll be making your way down to Texas.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, we'll wrap up today's According to Jim. Tomorrow on the show, we will get back into talking about the McPherson High sports scene. Big day today for girls swimming, which will be over at Hutch. Mandy, I will assume you'll be over there with a big sign in hand cheering on your sister.
Oh, actually, my little sister's fathead.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
That's me in the crowd with her fathead.
Yeah, and she's been doing a great job. Boy, she's had a nice year for the swimming team. Yes.
So swimming today and as well as girls soccer tonight at 6 o'clock against Winfield. Steve and I will take the air at about 5:50.
And I just got a text, and I'm not going to say who it's from. It says, best guest you ever had. So it's somebody who I outed one time when I wasn't supposed to say it, but he's pretty excited about Mandy being on the air.
Well, I had a feeling he'd probably be interested.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap things up. For Steve Sell and for Mandy Cooks, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Calabrese Heating and Cooling, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.